Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the morning DNA. I am Aaron Dicer, the man of a single black shirt. She is Danae Hughes, the woman of a million distractions, also with a black shirt on today. And we're here to find out what the day of June 14th, 2021 is made of.
What is it made of? Is it atoms? Is it imagination?
Is
it intention? Is it
probably, yes, some of those.
Yeah. Divine intervention? Is it destiny?
You're in quite a place today, Danae. Like, did you get up early and get like that coffee like IV drip going? And like, yeah, what's going on?
I literally just got the jolt of like getting on the show with
show
my
energy.
Friends.
Uh-huh. Show energy. Yes.
Yeah. I love doing this with you and our audience that are everywhere, all over the place. Got them on the YouTubes. We've got them on the Twitters. We've got them on the Twitches, and we got them on the.
That last one, by the way, starts with a face and ends with a book.
I'm glad you know. Hey, look, I got a new cup.
Oh, very, very nice. Very nice. I'm going to fix something for people. They've already noticed it. There you go. Much better now. Okay. Sparkly, glittery.
I mean, it's just a glitter explosion.
Mm-hmm.
I got a new cup.
It looks like do they call them tall boys? What, like the beers that are super tall? Am I wrong about that? See, I don't know my drinking lingo, but there's some sort of can that's like double height. I don't know. That's what it looks like to me. It's like a double height.
I mean, Slenda's backing you up. Double.
Okay, maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm right.
Maybe you're right.
I always love when my brain does stuff that I'm like completely unaware of. But yeah, it seems like there was some sort of.
No, I'm not drinking out of a candle, Lucas.
No, she is. Don't let her fool you. She's drinking straight wax this morning. Lucas says, is that a glass? I thought it was a candle. Yeah,
it does look very candle-esque. So there's a Twitch channel where they make these cups on stream. Mm-hmm. They attach them to this like little slowly rotating rotisserie chicken device that's meant for tumblers like this. Mm-hmm. And then they pour on different colors and they pour on different elements and it just slowly spins and it turns into this like creative artistic expression of a cup. And then you've got a very unique cup and they can add things. Yes, it's King Me. I actually tried to find their Twitch channel to shout them out, but I think it's like King Me and then there's some numbers in there. But anyway, nice. I got this one. It was gifted to me or given to me or something. I don't actually remember how this happened. You'd have to ask my mother, who's not currently in chat. She's having a celebratory breakfast because she's still doing good on her cancer remission. She had her doctor's appointment this morning and it went really, really well. And so she's like super happy. So she's having breakfast with my dad right now. Send the love to my mother. And anyway, so she got this for me. And all my instruction was, I just wanted to blind people with glitter. And I think they did a great job.
Yeah. No, that's perfect. That's perfect.
Instantly, Iris wanted it. So.
Oh, of course. Of course. Lucas says, let's hope Danae's microphone doesn't fail today.
Yeah. King Me. It's King Creations. I'm going to pull it up so I can give him a shout out.
Just a heads up on that. I think it was not the microphone. It was the board after some experiments. And so we swapped out the board and I think we should be good. Have you had any problems since we swapped that out last week?
No, I haven't had any issues at all. Yeah. Aaron came over. Was it Wednesday?
I don't even know.
we like swap the board out and it seems to be working just fine. And I even tried to plug in my my guitar again to see what would happen. Unfortunately, I think my guitar needs to be fixed too. So, but yeah, everything seems to be working okay.
Good.
We should have a normal show today.
Because that was a bummer last week. It was a bummer for certainly for you. I know how frustrating it is to be on the other side of that and just be like, why isn't my equipment working? I totally get that.
Yeah. So, well, it's scary too, because it's like equipment is not, and it's not cheap. Mm-hmm. You're like, I did not budget for this. But yes. Okay. So it's King's Creations.
Nice.
Is the Twitch channel. They're a really, really nice couple, and they just make really cool cups all the time. It's mesmerizing to watch just the slow rotation of, like, you know, there's so many cool people on Twitch.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've talked about it before.
No, you've never mentioned Twitch.
Maybe I should talk about it more.
Yeah, you should start talking about Twitch. It reminds me, you talk about the slow rotation, that kind of thing. Glass blowing is kind of like a slow rotation kind of thing that always like mellows me out, chills me out. That's always a fun one to check out. A little bit of housekeeping for everybody that is hanging out with us and watching this later. There will be no show next week, I believe. Next Monday we'll be off. So just letting you know that ahead of time. We'll send out a tweet as well as we get closer, but we will be off next Monday.
So. Because somebody's not going to be wanting to do a show. They're going to want to go visit the Pope because he's going to another country. It's not true.
I don't know what's wrong with me. It's all true.
What is going on with me today?
It's just as true as you never mentioning Twitch. Everything you say today is very, very true.
That's crazy energy. Can we go back to talk about my mom for a second, though?
Sure,
So she had like... Like her, she had thyroid cancer. It's this really crazy, amazing story where she just happened to go in for some shoulder pain, and they asked her what angle they wanted to like take the internal picture. I don't know if it was. I don't think it was an X-ray. Anyway, they looked into a scope. Yeah, it was like maybe an MRI. I don't know if it was an MRI. I can't remember. However. She decided to go at it at a particular angle, and the tech just happened to see a little bit of activity in her thyroid, and they caught thyroid cancer insanely early, like way, way earlier than they normally do, which was super great. So she had like, she took some radiation pills and we did all that stuff. She had like the biopsy, and then she had some surgery, and it was just, or no, it was surgery. Then it doesn't matter. Anyway, all this stuff happened, and that's been a bit now. And then, like, I guess her levels started to go up again. And thyroid cancer can take time to, like, get out of your system. So it was sometimes up to 5 years total after surgery. And so she was a little bit nervous about her levels, and she went in today. And so her level was 13, sometimes up into the 15. And today the doctor said that he deals with people who are sometimes in 13,000. And she didn't realize the variable that she was going with, and her numbers from 13 to 15 is not a big deal. Like 11 to 13, not a big deal.
Right.
But she wasn't aware of that. So we've just been kind of like, oh, you know, worried about it a bit. And she went in today and she got scanned. And when she called me this morning, I don't know, you just could hear the relief in her voice. And I don't know, it was just such good news. Maybe that's why I'm in such a good mood today, is because that's a big weight off of our shoulders that she doesn't have to, you know, go through more radiation treatment. Although I would love for her to turn into a superhero. Not gonna lie. It's just a little too risky. Like, she can be a superhero other ways. I don't need her to go.
The world is ready for Super Bonnie. I'm not sure that.
You're not kidding.
I mean, she would do amazing things. I just, you know, I'm not sure the world is ready for that.
Oh my gosh.
No, that's so cool. Very, very cool. Very thankful for that. Interestingly enough, kind of goes along with my topic for today, which we will get to eventually.
Really? Okay, cool. Well, I'm excited for it.
Yeah. So congrats on that. I did see somebody else was dealing with some stuff this weekend. I think it was Nick said this weekend was like 100 days long. My daughter had to go have her appendix taken out late Friday night. She was a trooper, but we're all wiped. I need a weekend to make up for my weekend. Yes. Best to you guys. Glad everything is going okay. Glad she did well. But that's none of my kids have had to do that appendix thing. I don't know how familiar you are with it. None of my siblings. I'm not close to anybody that ever had it out. So, but yeah, I know it's a normal procedure. I know it's something that happens a lot. And
but that's still going okay. It's still exhausting.
And traumatic, I'm sure. In many ways. So yeah.
Blah.
So we're with you, Nick. Thanks for sharing that. I had a pretty
take
down
some of my
weekend.
Energy, Nick. Take some of this away from me. Okay, here's what you're gonna do. Just put your finger up to the screen, and I'll put my, and that'll just give you a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that works. Yeah, totally. Well done.
Okay.
My weekend was kind of had a lot of alone time this weekend. My wife had to run out of town to grab our youngest son, who was spending time with her parents, and so I like binged a lot of TV and just kind of did my own thing this weekend. It was amazing. You know, just being the hermit that I was born to be.
You're doing so good. You're doing it, Aaron. You're doing it.
Nick says, it shocked me.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
It's the power of, I don't know.
Nick
it's
says
the power of something.
Nick says the little nut was downplaying the pain because she didn't want to miss her last day of school. Adorable is that?
And confusing. I was ready to have the last day of school on the first day of school. So she must be amazing.
I'm with your daughter. I loved school. The summer was always weird for me. So, yeah.
Summer was a relief.
And that's why we're different people and we do a show together. Yeah.
I was just thinking back to before we started doing Shoe the Dough.
Mm-hmm.
And we were discovering all the ways that we're super freaking different, and mm-hmm. yet we get along so well and mm-hmm. Have arrived at some very similar places in life. And right. Our journey is so different to get into this. So that's why we wanted to do a show, guys. We wanted to have a time and space to talk about it. So we're glad you're here.
Absolutely.
With us.
You want to shoe a dough? Okay. That's a yes in Dene language, in case you didn't know. Look at the cute little stuffed animals in the back of your desk. Look what you did with all the stuffy stuff.
Yeah, I meant to tell you about something else entirely, but my mom's story just totally took over my brain. We did a little cleanup of Iris' stuffed animals over the weekend. We went through and did a big purge.
Is that the Olaf I gave her?
I think that's the Olaf you gave me, and she stole it from me.
That's right. That's right.
In fact, all of these are ones that are mine that she stole, except for the koala, which was given to her by someone who lives in Australia.
Yes.
So I have taken back some of these. I've got to figure out what I'm going to do with them. I'm probably going to have to put up a shelf in my closet so that I don't look like a weirdo that still has stuffed animals.
What's wrong with having toys?
Did you look behind me, man?
Do you realize what you just told me?
You're just
like a weirdo that would keep like, I don't know, a Buzz Lightyear doll hanging on his wall behind him. What kind of weirdo would do something like that?
Should I just replace some books? Like, where are they going to go?
Well, no, that's
look
fine.
Behind
no.
me. I have no, nowhere I understand. To put
I understand.
Them.
You just, you know, used a very judgmental word there for a second, you know.
Are you weird?
Weirdo.
I claimed the word weirdo a long time ago.
Weird is different than weirdo. Don't you think?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think weirdo is like a verb and weird is like a noun.
The dough kind of makes it like gives it that little negative like, you're a weirdo. Like there's like an intent there. Like weird, cool. Like I'm totally weird. I get that. We all are. But like to call somebody a weirdo. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm totally wrong
on
that.
No, I mean, I don't. Listen. As somebody whose number one adjective has been weird her entire freaking life, and it was used negatively most of my childhood.
Sure.
I at some point in time just had to embrace it and be like, yeah, I'm weird. I can't help it. And this is who I am. And I'm just going to be me. Now, did I have a lot of friends? No, I did not. But I had to kind of just make it my own. So I'm not trying to be all negative.
No. It was just funny. You were like, I don't want to be that weirdo. And I was like, I'm that weirdo.
So I am also that weirdo. Look around.
Yeah.
Look at my space. I do need to figure out what I want to do. So these are the ones that are like the highlights. These are my highlight pieces. Mm-hmm. Nice. So, yeah.
Nice.
Anyway. Now I want to show dough. Sorry about that.
No, you're good. This is what we do. We're going to do the D and A and U. Danae topic, that's the D. Aaron topic, that's the A. And you topics galore, if you would like. And that's for you to decide. When you do your U topics, make sure you put a U at the beginning. And that way we'll be able to pick them out of the chat a little bit easier. You can get them in now, but they might disappear. So in general, we encourage people to wait till the U topic section to get their U topics in. But be thinking about questions or topics that you have that you might want us to discuss. Danae kicks it off with the D topic.
Bring it back. Old tech that absolutely would not stand a chance today, but you'd bring it back anyway. Come on, Razor flip phone. That's my answer. I was thinking about this because last Friday we had an event at work and we got together with people online and we had like a viewing watch along style thing for a private event. And somebody in this movie that's very modern was using an old school flip phone. And I happen to have a lot of my old tech that I've kept, not all of it. In fact, I don't have my Razor and I don't have a couple of my old my notes. And I don't think I have my old original iPhone though. So that's an old one. But anyways, I pulled them out to show people.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's my old flip phones. You can see they're really gross and disgusting. Cause why do you care about them?
Why do you want those to come back?
This is the point of my conversation, Aaron.
Okay.
Help me. No sense.
Oh, okay. So it's not yet, for any.
Yeah, look, old tech, it wouldn't stand a chance today, but you'd bring it back anyway. And I loved the flip phone. The Razor was my favorite because it was really slim.
Got it.
And the size was so nice for pockets. And you'd open it up and it was just okay. T9 texting, I understand. Not everybody loves it. I was a whiz at T9 texting. I could oh my God, I was so fast at it. It was just this, it just made sense to my mind. It was also condensed on one little keypad, whereas now we have to, make our thumbs do crazy stuff just to send a message to somebody. And before it was all just so close together. And of course we weren't writing novels back and forth to each other then anyway, but I really loved the flip phone. It was so fun to just go, hello. That was so fun.
Is it because there's an element of Star Trek tricorder or,
100%. 100%. It's a tricorder, right?
Yeah.
It's scanning around. Mm-hmm. I still have the chargers for these things and I can charge them and still play their ringtones. And even the ringtones from back then, it's just nostalgia blast all over. But I was just thinking about it. If I had the chance to have a Razor phone today, would I do it? It can't be yes. I cannot take.
No.
There's so much I do on my devices anymore. And yet I still want it in my life. So I just thought maybe there would be some technology or something that you would bring back, even though it genuinely does not make any sense.
It's a really interesting question. Tyler says on the video game front, N64 all day.
Exactly. Right?
Yeah, that's a good one. Video games can be.
I'm sorry. Communicator. God, get your Star Wars references right. it's the only show with Doctor Who on it. My gosh, sorry about that. Yeah, we really messed that up.
No, I totally messed that up. And I stopped myself in the middle of saying tricorder because I was like, that's not right. But I couldn't remember what it was called.
It's a whatever device. Oh my God, yeah. If Ian was here, he'd be so disappointed in us. You said N64, right? That's where you were at.
Yeah. Tyler had mentioned the N64. It's a fun one. I mean, video games. I like the old school video games. I used to play Mario Kart 64 all the time. I had a booklet with where I would write my records, my time records for Mario Kart 64, and I would compare them to the world records and see how close I was getting.
See, what I love about you, Aaron, is that if anyone knows you genuinely and truly, you would have you didn't cheat either. Because you could have written down anything you wanted.
It wasn't like
it was recorded in the computer for all to see. You could have been like, I'm writing down 12 seconds. Yeah.
I think it was Mario 64. Maybe it wasn't, but I think it was 64 that introduced the Ghost Racers. Where you could race against your best time.
And that was so fun.
Yeah. And I used to do that to, you know,
because we didn't have any friends. We just raced. Oh my God. Do you remember that internet story that could totally be false? But it was like the kid that used to play the game with his dad, and then his dad passed away, and he would never beat the game because it was his dad's ghost that he was racing with.
Race against his dad after he was gone. Yeah.
I never know if internet stories are real.
Right.
But there's some that it's just like, I don't care. It's amazing.
It's a beautiful story, whether it's true or not.
Let's see. We have purely for nostalgia reasons, says Caleb. And aesthetics, bring back the iPod Nano fourth gen.
Yeah,
that's very specific.
I used to listen to MP3s on a little MP3 device that predated all the iPods, called the Rio. I think it was one of the first MP3 devices.
Oh my!
And I had this program for ripping all my CDs to MP3, and then shortly thereafter, Sony I think released a Discman. You remember like the Walkman, Discman era of listening to music?
I have one over there.
Oh, okay. All right.
I could literally go grab it.
They released a Discman that played MP3s. And so if you had a writable CD, which most people did back then, on your computer, you could write all those MP3s, like thousands of them, onto one CD and then play that in the Discman as MP3s. And so you could carry around such a huge part of your music library. And now it's just like, it's so crazy to think where we are now, where we've gone from being able to carry even more of our music library to who has a music library? It's all in the cloud. We just subscribe to Spotify or Google Music or Apple Music and just have them do it for us. So,
Lucas says, bring back the MP3 devices. I'm tired of spending internet to listen to music.
I mean,
you can download them to your phone if you want to. It's just, it takes time to figure out how you want to use your device. You know, like I have some songs and stuff that I just literally have on my phone so I can listen to them, you know, at any point in time.
And I still have my entire music library, you know, hard copy on my computer. So like I have because that's, you know, for me, you don't know like if that stuff's going to be in the cloud or if it's going to disappear or whatever. And so I think there's still something about having an actual digital hard copy, you know, located where you can have access to it. So, yeah.
Jose gives a twist. How about new tech with an old tech aesthetic, like a smartphone flip phone or a Bluetooth speaker that looks like a boombox? I'm all for that.
Yeah.
I'm all for that. I think you see that too, like new turntables, for example. It's like all of that in one where you can still play a record and you can still do a cassette. And you can still do these things if you want to. Like there's a CD in there and it also looks really cool. I mean, my God, can you imagine if we had the entertainment centers that had every single ability? They probably exist.
Probably
pretty expensive.
Here's the one I'm thinking about. I miss camcorders. I miss the idea of having a handheld device that you specifically film with. We all use our phones now to film, and it's a different experience. You don't, for the most part, pull your phone out and do like, you know, cool, fun stuff. I don't know. I just remember being a kid with like being, you know, younger with a camcorder, and it's just like, there's something interesting about somebody holding a device and you know its only purpose is to film you, you know? And so then there's this element of performance that happens or awkwardness that happens. I don't know. It's just everybody's become so comfortable with being knowing they're probably getting filmed 24 hours a day with all the cameras around us that it's just a different world. It's hard to explain how different that was. Do you think camcoders would change that?
Like,
No.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about just like that nostalgia of old technology, right?
Right.
Like that's kind of the topic. And I just, it's hard to explain the idea of, oh, I'm being filmed right now. Like, it's just like, we don't have that anymore because everybody has a camera in their pocket. And so it's like, everybody can take a picture. Or cameras for that matter, you know, like carrying around a camera when you would go somewhere on vacation or yep. whatever, like, you know,
yep.
having a little, you know, disposable camera, getting film developed, just wild stuff.
Yeah, that was an event, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oof.
I remember getting film developed from Disney. I think I was 8 and I had a little camera. My brother had a camera. We could take pictures of whatever we wanted on our trip. And so I have this series of pictures that we got developed from that trip. And the one picture I was most excited for was from, it must have been Epcot, I think, because it was the World of Imagination ride with
mm-hmm. Yeah, the little dragon guy.
The little dragon. Yeah, mm-hmm. So you're kind of on this like floaty machine.
Imagination.
Yeah. So we're like going on this ride and stuff, and we're coming up on the scene, and the scene has a volcano. And mm-hmm. I reach over with my camera and took a picture of what was inside the volcano. And I was so excited for this one to develop because I had to see what was in there because you couldn't get up and go look.
Yeah.
And then I get it developed, and it turns out it's just a lot of gum. Like just trash and gum. Yeah. Nothing super exciting in there, which was a little bit of a bummer. But I remember when it developed, I was like, what is that? Oh, it's mm-hmm. the inside of the volcano. And then my mom is looking at it going, why would you waste one picture? Because you wasted a picture. That was the thing. It was a trade-off.
Right. You only had so many
moments to capture. Right. And so to me, one of the important moments was the inside of this volcano.
You know, listen, we know this is old people conversation, but there was something about the idea of getting your pictures back and being like, did we get a good picture of this? You know, like,
yeah.
like now you have like immediate response. Take another one. You weren't smiling yeah. or whatever the case may be.
Your phone notifies you. That one was a little bit blurry. Perhaps you want to try that again.
It just paints a smile on there for you.
Would you like us to merge 6 photos into one to make the perfect photo?
It does that.
Yeah, please. Just go ahead and do that.
Nick comes through with the name of the dragon. Figment.
Yes.
Was the dragon. Yes, I definitely remember that ride very much. Right out front of that. That was where the Captain EO was. Like if you went and see the 3D yes. Michael Jackson thing, the Captain EO. And then right out front, there were those fountains that would like shoot water into each other. And we used to
play
by those fountains all the time.
So, Lolly says, I had a non-smartphone as long as I could hold off. I knew once I had it, I wouldn't go back and I would disconnect. Okay, so listen, same. I remember when we decided to get the iPhone, I was sitting on the couch talking to Justin about this new thing that had just come out. I was like, I really want to get one. They're expensive. But I really want to get one. They have these things on them called apps. And he was like totally disinterested. So I had to change my angle. So by the next day or a couple of days of trying to be like, this is something I'm going to get. I really want you to get on board with me here because it's going to like we're going to have to pay for it because I want one so bad. The angle was they have sports apps. And then he was interested. And within like, I don't know, a day we were going to get a smartphone. And I often think about that I was so excited to try it out, but my world changed so much after getting a smartphone.
Yeah.
Just the amount of time on that device is pretty incredible. And I'm very addicted to it.
I used to carry around a flip phone, a handheld GPS, a MP3 player, and something else. But in a video camera, pocket video camera. And I used to say, I'm not getting a smartphone until all of these things are in one device. And that happened pretty quickly.
Pretty quick. So. And then it's just the coolest stuff. There's just such cool stuff we have to play with. But thinking about old tech is fun. There's a few more here. Polly says, talk about old tech. Bring more old car tech back. I want knobs and dials, not buttons. Okay, I am super freaking with you on this, on a couple
the
of
tactile
things.
Tactile nature.
There's something about being able to reach over and feel your way around on a dash to find what you're looking for and be able to like mess with it. That's one. And the other thing is my dogs go with me, and sure, they could like run into the buttons, but they put their noses to that smart screen so much and just change everything all the time. And it drives me crazy. And their little nose snuffs get all over it. I'm constantly having to wipe that screen off. It's such a frustrating thing to experience. Yeah. But yes, I miss the little, and the sounds that they would make and the little clicking. There's just something really beautiful and tactile about the like the click, 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 click.
I get it. I mean, at this very moment, I'm playing with several things that go click, 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 click.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally get the tactile nature.
So, let's see. Yeah. Do you see any other things in the comments that you wanted to point out?
No. No. I was trying to think about car tech and that kind of stuff. And no, I think we're I've kind of covered everything that kind of crossed my brain.
Okay.
In technology.
Well. Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess it's your turn now. Bye.
No, that was a great topic. It was a great topic.
Hey, thanks, Aaron.
This one, surprise, surprise, maybe a little bit deep for Monday morning. Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
What you got? What's the time you were thankful for pain in your life? This just came from a very simple place this morning, and this can be a simple answer or a deep answer. But for me, the simple place it came for was this morning on the way into the studio. I stubbed my toe pretty badly on a bed that had been moved to the middle of the floor because one of my sons had a bunch of friends over and they all spent the night down here outside the studio. And it hurt. It hurt a lot. But then I thought, you know what? I'm glad for that pain. I'm glad that this is a place that he feels comfortable bringing friends over and then come hang out here and have a good time. And it just kind of got me thinking about how, like, you know, there the silver lining thing a little bit, but also, you know, the idea that pain, you know, isn't the end of the world and that there are, you know, other things that can be bigger than that. And then you told the story about your mom having shoulder pain or whatever. And there's another time where it's like, you know, thankful for pain in your life.
It's strange.
It's very easy, so very easy to be like, I want all pain out of my life. I want, you know, I want ease. I want it to feel good 100% of the time. And I don't think we realize what we're asking when we want that life, you know, a life without pain. I don't think we realize boring that would be.
You could have like dropped an orange as you were walking and then it would have hit the bed and you've been like, now I'm aware of this bed and these wonderful memories and completely avoid a broken toe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? Well, I did not break my toe, but yes, I understand what you're saying.
But in my mom's situation, because she had pain, it led to, you know, something that was discovered that would have potentially caused even more pain. For me, I live in a, I have been in a cycle of physical pain for a very long time. And I'm just now coming out of it. It's taken me 4 years to find the right chiropractic care, the right pillow, to where I still don't have to take any pain medication for my, you know, my migraines and things like this. And I haven't had a migraine for over a month now. And it's the longest streak that I've been on since having Iris and where I haven't, you know, had that the issue in my body. And for me, it's interesting because I hate being in pain because it debilitates me. It makes me feel like I'm weak. It makes me think like I need to have help. I'm an inconvenience to people. But I'm always surprised at how meaningful it is when I do go into a pain cycle that I have people to care for me. So I guess if there's one thing I can appreciate, it's that I definitely have a group of people around me that if I go down, I am covered. And I know not everybody is in that same situation. So I get really appreciative of that.
And it can be a little bit trite when people are like, you know, in every situation, oh, be thankful for this pain. Like, you know, like it can feel a little bit like, no, I'm hurting right now. You know, like this is not good. Don't ask me to find the good part of this pain. I'm like, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying in hindsight, sometimes we can recognize where pain has been beneficial in our lives. Polly says the only pain I can think of that was good was running track, falling and twisting my ankle. It helped me want to get better. I finished that hurdle race dead last, but I finished. That brings to mind the accomplishment of perseverance. Without pain or without discomfort, perseverance isn't a thing. You know, like there's just the perseverance is working through those kind of things. So, you know, that the joy of perseverance wouldn't exist without pain of some sort. Lolly says someone very close to me in the UK just had a mass removed from next to his spinal cord. He's going home tomorrow and the minor pain means his nerves are still working. There you go. Like the idea of pain as an indication that you can still feel something, you know, take that as metaphorically, as deeply as you want, or more literally like in this case. But the idea of pain being an indication that, you know, that there's still something going on. So, yeah, like that.
Yeah, it's that beautiful balance. Yeah, we want to live in the middle where there's equilibrium, but we're designed to have those swings so that we know. It's just when you spend a lot of time in that pain zone, it can be really exhausting. I have another person in my life I can think of who just is in constant pain and it becomes the norm. But they're the most grateful and thankful people that I know because, you know, they have so much to deal with. So they're thankful for the really important things. And mm-hmm. I want to be more like them. I want to almost live more simply because they're so thankful for the little things that they, you know, they have that bring them joy. And that's what it should be. So mm-hmm. I think you're right.
Jose says, I once did a white rabbit run at paintball where you back and forth with a flag while the other 15 people shoot at you. My brother and dad both did this with me. So we all share our most painful experience. You bring another part of the beauty of pain in hindsight is shared experience of pain and being able to tell stories together and laugh together and think about shared pain. Pain is a way we connect. As well. So yeah, that is, I think that's a really, really good one.
What is a white rabbit?
Danae is still trying to, understand the desire.
White rabbit run. Mm-hmm. Is that where you don't get any paint on you? Like, you know, like if you're in paintball, you get color splotches on you. So I'm wondering if a white rabbit run is when you don't get any paint on you. I'm looking it up.
Could be. Caleb says, every time I'm sore after working out or running a 5K, there's a little satisfaction in the pain. Yeah, I agree with that as well. The idea that pain is a consequence and a symbol of growth. Mm-hmm.
Did you see Slenderman's mention in the chat?
No,
speaking of growth, let's see, where was it? Okay, no, I can't find it. I can't put it up on screen, but I had migraines all of my sophomore year of high school and it sucked. And then it turned out my body was prepping to grow 8 inches that summer. So I was no longer short and that was cool.
There you go. Growth pain, literal growth pains. It's amazing. Nick says not physical pain, but when the GameStop I was store manager of closed, it threw our life into an upheaval that within a year led to moving to a better place, a new job, owning a home and having kids. Right there with you. That is the looking back silver lining aspect of pain where it just represents change. You know, it represents just the ups and downs of life. We had a similar example where all of a sudden we had to move out of a home we loved.
That was insane.
30 days. We had 30 days to be out of this place that
Thanks, landlords.
that we loved.
Yeah.
And was fitting my family and with, you know, and all my boys were still at home. And so, you know, family of six trying to find a place, you know, that kind of thing. And it led to a great home. We love what we, you know, found and we would have never had this place if we had just stayed there. And it's led to so many cool things being in this area. We kind of moved areas, like So yeah, there is that thing where
sometimes pain pushes you into something
better.
And
it doesn't mean it's okay. It doesn't mean it's okay if someone caused you pain. Like, this is the other part of that. Like, it's not an excuse for the people who may cause pain or have done something that caused pain. It's just saying the pain that was caused, has been used for something better. And that's mm-hmm. a pretty incredible experience. And something to keep in mind, you know, when you're going through pain, is that, you know, there may be a day you look back on it and you're like, I get it now. There may not. And that's important to say as well. You know, like, it doesn't, not every painful experience has that kind of quote unquote redemption story. But
no, man, you're not wrong about that. I was thinking about physical pain. You want to go into emotional pain? We'll be here all day long. but one consistent thing in every emotionally painful experience I've had, whether it's friends or relationships, whatever relationship variable you can think of, that's when you realize you have boundaries. That's when you realize you have a limit. And that's when you realize the next time that you're in a relationship or a friendship and somebody gets to butt up against that boundary and you feel that thing inside of you, that fight or flight that starts to come up, that I don't want this to be a part of our relationship. It just helps you to leave situations earlier and earlier, or protect yourself in different ways, or identify issues. I'm specifically talking about relationships here. That can kind of like, oh, that's a sign. Like, I don't need to spend any more time with you. I know exactly where this is going to go, and I don't need to stick around to figure it out. Peace. Mm-hmm. And then like, you can go and find more healthy people to be around. God, do I have so many stories about emotional manipulation I can share with you today. I'm not going to, but you're right. Yeah. There is a pain pattern. You can feel it. And that's like your emotional body and your physical body telling you that you've hit a boundary, and those are important.
Yeah, totally.
Very, very important.
Elizabeth says, I was in an accident almost 3 years ago, which left me with a lot of pain, but I'm grateful to still be alive. That is a beautiful way to look at it, Elizabeth. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, she definitely went through something pretty major.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's always awful too when, you know, people... There's the pain you cause yourself where you can kind of go, okay, I did that to myself. This is my own personal lesson. And then there's pain of people that just do something to you, whether it's an accident or purposeful or any combination therein, where you're just an innocent person just minding your own business and someone invades into your life and causes pain. Those are sometimes really hard to kind of reconcile, because you don't often get to have the bow wrapped apology, everyone kind of coming together and having a peaceful moment. There's not this little, you know, goodbye kind of a thing. It's just, you have to live with not knowing why something happened to you and the unfairness of it. So this is a really interesting deep topic that you've brushed up against. Kind of just
stuff happens in my brain. I do remember on that note, like, one of my first work experiences was terrible. I think it was my first work experience out of college. And the person who, one of the people who had specifically hurt me as I was leaving that job, said something along the lines of, you know, you'll look back one day and understand this, you know. And I think I know what he meant, you know, like, he meant kind of what we're talking about, like, in perspective, things all, you know, tend to, you know, make sense, and it's all part of the ups and downs or whatever. It was not what I wanted to hear in that moment. I don't think it's what he should have said in that moment. And I don't think it excuses what happened to us in that situation. You know, is there an element of truth to, you know, it was good to, he may have even said, I think you'll see that this was good, you know, someday. I'm like,
yeah,
how dare you? Like,
yeah,
that's not up to you to, like, that's up to me to process and figure out down the line.
Hey,
like,
I'm about to do this terrible thing to you, and someday you'll thank me for it.
Yeah. It's just like, it's rough to see. The other part of pain is, you know, you talk about people causing you pain, is to recognize that we cause other people pain sometimes too, intentionally, unintentionally. And, you know,
Aaron, you and I are perfect. What are you talking about? Never.
Yeah, Lolly,
I was
waiting for it to come up. Lolly, it is the prime example of this. Childbirth. I hear that stings a little, and people seem to really love their kids. That is the example. That is kind of the go-to example of the beauty of pain, is the idea of, from this absolutely incredible pain comes the absolute beauty of a human life.
I gotta have a conversation with God about that someday. Like, why did you do that?
If you go by scripture, it was listed like in the very first things of, now that you sinned, you're going to have pain during childbirth.
Why did you do that? that was awful.
Blame Adam and Eve, man. Like, it's all right there in Genesis.
If they were real, it could just be a crazy story. Adam and Eve could be some sort of example. We don't know. I'm still having a conversation with God about that.
Do it. Do it.
And he's going to be like, hey, I put it over here. I'd be like, we need to talk about that too. Okay. Listen.
I got some questions.
I have some questions. That, like, why not do the thing where, I don't know, we sit on an egg for a while? Just, like, were there other options that just for what?
You designed a cloaca, God. You know how this works. Like, you know, why not use it with all the animals, you know?
Oh, man.
That's hilarious.
I got questions.
We got questions about that. Do you have questions? Because we are at the you section of the conversation now.
Really? There's some really good stuff that was in chat.
I thought we were done with the topic. Go ahead. No, go ahead. I thought I got to.
We covered a lot of it. It's just more people's stories and stuff, like cool kind of stories.
I didn't see this one. Jay Skippy, without the pain sickness in my life, I would have never had the life I have now. Probably would have never met my husband or have the job I have now. And I'm super grateful for that. Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Slenderman says, fainted and put his head through a wall when he was 17. And the doc said there was nothing wrong and didn't diagnose anything. But his mom was persistent, and I actually ended up finding out that he has chronic Lyme disease, and that was causing some of this stuff. And he's talked about it on his stream before, he and Devin both. So it's now under control. But if it hadn't been caught whenever she figured it out, it could have been really, really bad for him. So
yeah.
Hell's yes to the people who like jump in the trenches and help figure it out.
Yeah. It's amazing stuff. Definitely. It's great stuff. Anyway. All right. Now, are we ready to move on?
Yep. This one's another one that just came up, though. When your heart stopped beating, Aaron, does that apply to? And maybe that could be kind of a you question transition. Because you didn't really feel pain.
Yeah,
did you?
I didn't feel any pain.
Or that you remember. You don't
remember.
You did fall down.
I didn't, though.
On the bed.
I just fell back on the bed, apparently. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Your lights just kind of went out, didn't they?
Yeah. I can't imagine. My poor wife that had to experience that. And
that's her
just
pain.
Like,
her pain for real.
Yes. Yes. Definitely her pain. And I guess the fact that if she hadn't experienced that pain of seeing me die, she wouldn't have been there to help save my life. So, you know, there's absolutely some beauty in that. But yeah, I don't remember a lot of that pain. I genuinely don't remember anything until like a Taco Bell experience I had after I was out of the hospital like 3 weeks later. So,
it's like 1 minute I'm on my bed, the next minute I'm at Taco Bell.
Next minute I'm hating the taste of this burrito.
Oh no. All right, here's one from Polly. How good are you at diagnosing tech problems such as component failure in your streaming and recording setup? Not very.
I think I'm great. I think I'm really
Aaron's
good at this.
Really good at it. Yeah. I am so thankful to have an Aaron. I've picked up some stuff along the way from working with Aaron that's been helpful. But if you're having issues, there are some amazing people who might be able to like connect with you digitally, maybe do like a Google Hangout thing and share your screen and like take your phone and kind of show people what's going on. They might be able to help with that if this is stemming from something that you're going through. So I hope you get it figured out.
Yeah. Yeah. It works pretty well when I know how to eliminate. I think the main thing with tech problems is eliminating the problem, finding the problem. That once you do that, you can just replace it. So it's just a process of elimination in a lot of ways.
Lucas has a question, which I might change a little bit, but basically, did you see this week in the story of a soccer player? His heart stopped in the middle of a match. That's probably something that Aaron, I, his wife, Jen, my husband, Justin, his family, everyone is far more aware of stories like this that happen. And it's a bit triggering in a way because it's like, you know, could have been you, could have been us. Like I think about that all the time. Like I could be in a post Aaron world right now and that would just be devastating. So it is, we notice those things for sure.
I'll put it this way for you. When I saw that this weekend, obviously very aware of it, didn't even tell my wife about it. It's not something I'm going to bring to her attention. If she saw it, she saw it. She dealt with her. Like there's no reason for her to relive that pain through other stories. Again, I didn't experience a lot of it. When I say that, I mean, I don't remember the experience of a lot of it. So for me, it's not, you know, as the one who did die, I think it's a lot easier for me. But, you know,
the scariest,
for her, I don't bring up those stories.
No. And it's one of those things where there's nothing that can be done to, because, you know, you've got these athletes that are at the peak of their health, Aaron at the peak of his health as well. I mean, like literally every test known to man has come back and he's like, you're healthy, like an athlete healthy, because he can, he runs and his, you know, it's just a glitch. Sometimes we humans just, we just glitch out and it's scary when you think about it like that stuff. So, but blech.
Somebody
asked us our favorite recipe. Mine's ham and beans.
I will say this, we can turn this into a little bit of a you question. One of Lolly's responses from previous conversation is, I thought God was all about freedom of choice though. And I just want to say the primary philosophical discussion of my life has to do with the idea of choice and destiny. And I think if we as humans could make peace with both being true, even though it doesn't make sense to us, we would find a much better place to live. Because honestly, it's hard to believe in science if you believe in freedom of choice. Because science says everything is discoverable. Well, if everything is discoverable, everything is determined. So determinism is a really interesting thing. Personally, I have made peace with the idea of determinism and free will. I just don't think we can understand how they work together, but I've made peace with the idea that they philosophically work together, even though I can't understand it. So there, I just wanted to say that. That's my thing. It's one of my favorite things to say. And so I saw the opportunity to say it.
Finite human minds.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
That's my new ringtone.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nice.
It isn't. It is.
Let's see. I know I saw some more in here.
Luca, going to D+ and not theaters has me baffled.
It's crazy,
isn't
it?
With no real competition for kids' movies and Raya and Croods 2 having such good runs, why do you think they made this choice? Sorry, Danae. Nick, thank you. Thank you for your pain. Thank you for understanding my pain. It's interesting. We're in a really strange transition in entertainment where there is a viable reason for people to just subscribe and have, you know, things go straight to their houses, and there's a reason to make an event of it and go to the theaters, and there's money lost and there's people who have money who want to own the theaters. So it's just this everything's kind of the board has been scrambled. It's kind of like 2020 just sort of took everything and just shifted it all around. And then we're just going to see where things land. And in the world of entertainment, I think it's just, for me, and I don't, this might not even be answering the question, but you just do what you want to do as a family. Like if you just want to sit at the couch and watch your entertainment, sit on the couch and watch entertainment. If you want to go to the theater, go to the theater if it's an option. But yeah.
Yeah, Nick, it seems to me that I am totally in sync with you. I am confused by this choice.
You mean that they didn't go to the theater at all?
Yeah, because they're, you know, with other, including Raya, they're putting them in theaters and doing, you know, Disney Premiere Plus or whatever. And the answer to your question is probably some sort of data that we don't know. where they know they every so often need to have some sort of subscription push. And so they want to make something that's only on their streaming service.
I just don't you think we're still a little early to be going back to the theater en masse, no. though? Like, I feel like right now we're in that stage where it's like, let's just play it safe for another year. If we're still having these conversations in like 2 and 3 years, I think that's more interesting. But we're still, you know, worldwide and even just there's so much that is just unknown, even if you think that we're like ready to go back out into the world or not, you know. It's still in that transition. So I'm not surprised that they're being cautious personally, but I don't know.
I think the data is already out there. Quiet Place 2 is already up to $110 million. Like, yes, you are absolutely 100% correct on a human level that there are many, many people who aren't ready to go back. I think if you look at what the movies have done that have gone back in this time where people are vaccinated, I think financially it's really baffling that they wouldn't at least just put it in theaters and make $100 million.
They're like, so freaking wealthy. They're probably like, yeah, that's just like yeah, two extra burritos right. for us. We're not really right. worried that about
is,
it.
That is generally the operation of businesses is, yeah, we're wealthy enough.
We own half of the world. Yeah. We don't need yeah. to go to the theaters just yet. I do want to point this out from Lolly. People, explain to your children about not talking in movie theaters so that when they go into the world, they know how to behave. Just a reminder in general. They might have forgotten. It's been a while.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to talk about it a little bit more because what's really baffling about it and what's hurtful about it is it's just the Pixar movies. And so I'm curious as to why they're doing
they're punishing why someone. They're doing that.
It feels like there's something involved because it was
they're
Soul.
Punishing you.
It was Soul and it's it was you. Luca. Everything else is doing this premiere in theaters, premiere access thing, except for Soul and Luca. And it's just I don't understand it.
So they know that you want it, and they're mad at you, Aaron. I just told
well,
you.
I don't care. I'm going to watch it at home. Like, I'm glad it's at home. I'm saying from a business perspective, what are they saying to Pixar? And I've heard from, like, Pixar employees who are confused as well. And, why is our stuff treated like trash? Like, is it not
yeah,
important to you?
Is it
not
it valuable is trash. To you? I'm sorry.
You know, sometimes pain isn't valuable.
That was a bad joke.
Sometimes pain is not valuable. Go ahead. What was Lucas's question?
Luca asks, I want to write and share my movie reviews. Any website or app tips? Letterbox.
Yeah, Letterbox is a great place to stretch your wings. Also, that is the definition of what we're trying to do at SifPop.com as well, is to give people a place to have a little bit of an audience and to do movie reviews.
Kind of just try it out a little bit.
Try it out a little bit.
Go to SifPop.com and there should be some contact information there if you want to get involved in a community. But there are other blogs too. And sometimes you'll see things like that'll pop up. So if you have like a feed aggregator, like an RSS feed aggregator, you can go on to the different websites that do just real simple reviews and subscribe to like have their blog posts sent to you so that if they're looking for new writers, you can you can respond to that quickly. Or you can also just start writing up some of your own stuff and proactively submitting it. But to me, I think one of the things that's just great about the internet vibe today is that if you wanted to do your own thing, you can do your own thing. You can start your own blog. You don't have to do it for another organization too. So if you just want to start writing, just start writing. And even if it's just for you, and even if you start a free blog on WordPress's website, you know, you can start a free blog in so many places. But Letterboxd is a really popular one that I hear Aaron talking about and a lot of other people talking about, where you can post your own thoughts and other people can find you. And apparently it's a pretty active community. And if you've got a really cool like writing vibe that you're developing, some other people might start following you and, you know, you can kind of create your own world there. So. But don't wait for a reason to start. If you're passionate about it, do it on just start doing it somewhere. Pick your place. I'd say Letterboxd, just because people are really there right now.
Mm-hmm. Elizabeth, thoughts on In the Heights? Watched it twice in a row. Love it. I'm a big musical fan, a big Lin-Manuel Miranda fan, and I thought it was absolutely beautiful and really, really enjoyed it. The way it brought me into the Latino community in New York City was so valuable and so cool. And I love it, love it, love it. I'm going to watch it again probably this week and next week because I enjoy it so much. So loved it. Today?
I don't even know what we're talking about. I have no idea what the show or movie or whatever is. I'm sure it's great.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is.
I do want to tell you something really cool that just happened, though. I just took two of my D20 dice. I rolled them. One was a nat 19. One was a nat 20. I hit the nat 20 with my pinky just now, and it re-rolled into another natural 20. I'm just saying, if that's a sign, today is going to rule. So excited. I also really feel like I should tell you guys that I am on vacation this week.
Oh, fun.
I don't have to go to work for days. I get to stay home and do nothing. Actually, so I really staycation. Need to do laundry. Yeah, it's a staycation.
Staycation.
I'm so very excited. Nice. I've been busting my beep for so long. I wrote to my bosses and I was like, guys, I'm out this week. What do you think? Got a couple things might pop up. I'll check in on my emails, but I don't want. So today I'm actually going to try to teach myself how to use OBS. And I've got I'm going to take my guitar to go get it looked at to see if I can plug that sucker in someday. And then I have a friend that I've got to call to see if we can take wires and plug them into this computer from down there. It's just, I got plans. Nice. So I'm really excited about it. Okay. Oh, okay. Sorry. Back to the show. Apologies.
No, that's great. Lolly says, Danae, what if anything could tempt you back to a real cinema?
Free food and free massages.
Hmm.
I guess I will sit in this chair if you rub my shoulders. Yes, I will watch this if you will also feed me.
It's interesting. It's an interesting thought.
What you got plans or something?
No. I just mean like a business of, I've thought about different like cinema businesses with, you know, what's the next evolution of getting people into the theater and like massage chairs and that kind of thing. And so I've thought about a workout cinema where instead of seats, you have treadmills and bikes. And so you work out during the movie. So I thought that might be interesting. It'd be smelly and noisy. And
I've thought this was a terrible idea for a long time. I just want to say for the record.
Yes. No, it is. It is an absolutely terrible idea. Let's see. Caleb says, to follow up on a couple weeks ago, today, have you found any new music to recommend?
Oh my gosh. Yes. I have. Hey, it's a special day, guys. I don't know where my phone is and I'm not panicking. That's exciting.
Nice.
I must have left it somewhere in the house. Give me a second and I'll try to think of the name because I can't look at it. But okay. Yes, I have been on a music discovery. Okay, I'll tell you the song real quick. Just one song. Her name is Patty Griffin. She has a song called Every Little Bit, and it's one of my favorites right now. She is incredibly talented, and it's just this beautiful, kind of like a reclaiming song. And I've had it on in the car a few times with Iris. And yesterday she started singing it out of the blue. Cause there's this one part where she repeats the words. Now, you know, now, you know, now, you mm-hmm. know, now, you know. So Iris is going in there. She's like, now, you know, now, you know. And I'm like, oh, this is good stuff.
That's fun.
It's a good song. She has it's just guitar and singing, so it's kind of more folky. But I also have been finding, reclaiming or like refinding some other songs too. So thanks for asking. Yes, I'm on a music binge, which is great.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Well, I think that's going to wrap it up, Danae. Okay. You can get on with your vacation, your staycation.
Yeah.
Your vacation.
I literally, like, I instinctively need to check my emails after this because I also forgot to tell people I was taking vacation. So I need to, like, update people that don't know. And so I've got a little bit of work to do. But yeah, I'm gonna be taking this week off. You guys, thanks for hanging out with us. We go live every Monday at 9 a.m. Central. So make sure wherever you're watching that you are subscribed and you click a little bell or whatever to know when we go live. But 9 a.m. every Monday, except for next week, we will be off. We also do try to go live throughout the rest of the week if we are able to and our schedules allow us. Most of the time we are not these days, but that's our intention. We also have a Patreon where our Patreon people support us. That's patreon.com/studioDNA. And your support helps us to reach silly little goals like playing Dungeons and Dragons, but mostly to help us, you know, with the costs of doing this show, maintaining our equipment and other subscriptions that keep all of our websites up and going, and also pay some people who help us a little bit, just sprinkle a little cash their way every once in a while. And so huge shout out to also those who help, like producer Phil and Andrew and others who are part of our Studio DNA podcast network, who help everything kind of happen in the back end, even Sif Pop to a certain degree. So we have a wonderful community of people. And we have amazing people like you who listen to our podcast and watch us do the show live. And we appreciate you guys so much. And we hope you have a wonderful week. Bye.
See you guys on the next Sunday or Monday or reverse. Strike that. Reverse
strike
it.
That.
Okay,
reverse
bye.
It. Okay, bye. Thanks for tuning in to listen to us shoo another dough.
If you'd like to watch the show live, we stream it on Mondays and Sundays at 9 a.m. Central on all major streaming platforms. Subscribe, follow, join the conversation on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, or maybe
you can also be a member of Team DNA. Members get their own custom podcast feed that will include not only the Monday show, but all bonus shows we do through the rest of the week. Membership is $5 a month, and you can join today at patreon.com/studioDNA.
Finally, thank you so much for being a part of this fun little community of awesomeness. Remember, your quirks aren't bugs, they're features. Find them, celebrate them, and know you're loved and valuable for just being you.
See you next time.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.